Big news out of China today. The government is lifting a policy that forbids families from having more than two children. Chinese officials said that married couples may now have up to three kids after recent data showed a dramatic decline in births in the world's most populous country. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks for spending some of your holiday weekend with us.
Thank you, Peter.
And why the change in China? And why now?
Last year, the number of births in China came in at 12 million, which represented four straight years of decline. So you're simultaneously seeing a spike in the percentage of Chinese people aged 60 and above to about 19% from, let's say, 13% a decade ago. So if it all continues on this path, you run into an imbalance with too many retirees and pensioners, depending on just a paucity of young workers to grow the economy.
Well, remember back just a few years ago, 2016, China lifted an even longer standing policy that limited people to having just one child. Doing that didn't encourage a lot of families to have bigger families. So what are the chances that that would change this time around?
The worry is it's pushing on a string that there are many other exigencies at play. I mean, granted, China has taken a record number of people out of poverty over just three decades, and that has entailed so many Chinese trading agrarian life for the cities. But then that entails modernity, healthcare, birth control, education, childcare. In 2013, Beijing relented and allowed couples to have two children when one of the parents was an only child. When that didn't work enough, in 2015, it said that it would allow all couples to have up to two children. Now it's sweetening the pot to three children. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of skeptical that, you know, it's not the bottleneck anymore, how many kids you can have. It's the support you need around it.
Well, exactly. Some people are going on social media to say that they can't even afford to have one child in this modern Chinese economy. What's the government doing about that? Are they trying to help these families along?
Beijing is hinting at more benefits for childbearing by easing access to educational resources and maybe cutting or subsidizing individual workers have to spend on educational expenditures. But you wonder if and when this will all extend to more egalitarian childcare and healthcare, kind of the trappings of a developed market, pension reform. Women, for one, who want to work into a professional track, they could be more inclined to postpone childbirth. That's something that you see that goes with becoming a developing economy to a more developed Western one. So this is a kind of a coming of age conversation for the economy.
Well, exactly, because fundamentally here, China is trying to stay competitive in a global economy. So what does this new policy tell you about what's at stake for China?
China, of course, does not want to become Japan, which has been mired in economic stagnation for three decades now. There are many elderly people who die alone in Japan. Famously, more adult diapers are sold there than baby ones. So you have seen decades of runaway public spending just to keep the economy glued. The stakes are far bigger for China. It's a $16 trillion economy that's vying to become the planet's top economy and capture the global economic story this century. So they have to get this right.
Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. It's always great to speak with you. Thanks for coming on.
Likewise. Thank you.